short cutting. SNO, it can be lethal to take shortcuts. You shouldn't take shortcuts. Nobody should take shortcuts. Nobody should jump the queue in front of another person either. It makes me mad when other jumps the queue. I never jump queues. Or I very seldom jump queues anyway. There are those who always jump queues. I don't know why. Once I saw a person like this in Russia. A person who always jumps queues. Who jumped the queue in front of all the others in the passport queue. I must admit, I was unintentionally impressed. But taking shortcuts is something different. I nearly always take shortcuts. I don't wait when the traffic lights are on red either. Unless it's absolutely necessary. That is, if it's obvious that I would die if I didn't wait. Then I wait. I always wait if I risk dying. That's when cowardliness comes out. The nonchalance and cheek to break certain rules stops at death. You don't really risk your life for the right to jump the lights. There are places you know so well that you know exactly how you can jump or take no notice of the red light without risking your life. In certain places you can, for example, easily cross the first lane and go against the red light, but can't cross the next lane. You're forced to wait and balance on a narrow traffic island in between the lanes. You have to really have your wits about you, otherwise you are as good as dead. I don't know why I do like this, but it feels right in some way, as if I'm making use of my own will. I can at least for a short moment imagine that I'm deciding myself when I should wait. Or that I jump the lights quite simply because I think I will get there quicker. Or that is a manifestation of laziness. I think it will be a shortcut if I do like this. On one occasion, when a man on a bike was nearly run over because of my habitual jumping of lights, I decided to stop going against red lights and jumping lights for good. It was in one of those places where you know if you are an accustomed jumper of lights that you can quickly cross the first lane where the motor vehicles come from the left to stop in the middle on the traffic island and there let the vehicles that come from the right that have green pass by before you carry on yourself. The man followed my example but almost missed waiting on a small traffic island and was on his way out into the next lane when, last minute, he had time to realize that traffic suddenly turned up from the right. He threw himself back onto the traffic island where I had already stopped. I got a bad conscience, being convinced that he in some way had quite simply followed after me, trusting that I had checked things out. And I had. But he didn't realize that going against the red light included a balancing act on the traffic island between two lanes of traffic. After this incident, I neither jumped nor went against the red lights for quite a long time. But slowly I started to take up jumping the lights again. Not so much to get to places more quickly, but because I find it difficult to resist. In other places, at bus stops and at tram stops, for example, fences have been put up to prevent people from taking shortcuts. After you got off a tram or a bus, you have to walk a number of meters in front of or behind the vehicle in order to cross over to the other side of the road. This is extremely irritating. You don't get a chance to take a shortcut unless you make an amazing jump over the fence. But you don't. When you walk these meters, there is often a crossing. This has been taken care of, well organized, but it doesn't help. I feel provoked. I know it's childish, but I feel damned about the fence all the time. It's that little bit of childishness you can afford to have. It's even worse if you are going to catch a bus or a tram. You don't stand a chance of taking a shortcut to be able to catch the tram you see coming to the tram stop when you're not that far away. You know you'd catch the tram if it wasn't for that hateful fence. Now you have to walk around it by taking a wide turn, a kind of really square U-turn. You're forced to follow the pavement in one direction, most often 7 meters in the wrong direction. Then you go right across the street on a crossing to then follow the next pavement in the opposite direction, by which time you've already missed the tram, of course, and have to wait for the next. You can grin and bear this, of course. I have no problem with the actual waiting. Waiting has dimensions I really appreciate. It's the straight turns that are annoying. I simply get bored. That's why I take shortcut. I'm not the only one who takes shortcuts. You can see that by all the curvy trodden paths that shortcut the straight pathways in our parks. I think nearly everybody takes shortcuts, but there are some people who never take shortcuts and who never go against red traffic lights. These people are nearly as irritating as those people who always jump the queue. A friend of mine says that it is immoral to press the button at the crossing and then not wait anyway until it turns green, because then the cars have to stop unnecessarily. When I have to go over a crossing that is controlled, I often wonder if I should press the button or not. I know that I'll anyway sneak over when there's a gap in the traffic. I usually try not to press the button unnecessarily, because I think about what my friend has said. But if I press anyway and then just can't wait, this makes me feel bad. But isn't it a bit lacking in imagination not to take shortcuts? What would happen if we never took shortcuts? We know that it's not a sensible thing to do and that taking shortcuts is a bit childish, but we do it anyway, for that very reason maybe, not to have to be sensible, and the compulsive feeling of breaking rules, if you can, to feel that you can do what you want, you bet you can. Or is it about simply taking shortcuts out of pure habit? It's difficult to know. It's about as difficult as knowing whether it's wrong to press the button at the crossing and not wait for the little green man.